It's Ram Power Days at Moran Blue Water CDJR, where they're offering huge savings and great lease deals on the new 2024 Model Ram 1500 Crew Cabs. Stop into Moran Blue Water CDJR on 24th Avenue in Fort Gratiot, or visit them at moranbluewatercdjr.com.
All right, on this Thursday morning, time for us to talk about the local real estate market with Jeff Wine. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
I'm doing well, thanks. So the icebreaker that everybody says when they run into Jeff is, hey, how's the real estate business? So let's start with that.
As Tom Hopkins, a real estate trainer, told me years ago, the correct answer is always, whatever decade, whatever time, unbelievable. Thank you, Tommy Hopkins. You were right then, and you're right again today on the 19th of October, 2023. The market continues to be rather resilient.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly, the lower the price, the more interest. So, yep. That said, we're still selling homes in all price ranges. Maybe not quite as quickly, but it seems as though people are making adjustments. And that's what I thought before I read this.
Yeah.
So it's not completely made up on my part. That's what I was sensing. And
yeah.
From Freddie Mac, this quote, for the fifth consecutive week, mortgage rates rose as ongoing market and geopolitical uncertainty continue to increase. The good news is that, and this is what I would can confirm, mm-hmm. The economy and incomes continue to grow at a solid pace. The housing market remains fraught with significant affordability constraints. As a result, purchase demand remains at a three-decade low. So what we're seeing is the demand seems consistent. People still need a place to live.
Mm-hmm.
Affordability is getting more challenging as interest rates. I believe in this article, the average was 7.57, but that was almost a week ago. That was,
right.
This article is dated October 12th. I think they're inching a little bit close, just under 8 now for the 30-year rate. So some solutions might be more down. Probably a better credit score could affect a lower interest rate, or a rate buy downs with the idea of getting into a home now at a lower rate and perhaps refinancing down the road should rates drop.
One of the concerns that people have when they lock in their interest rate is, at some point, can they change mortgage lenders? Can they do that and keep the same rate that they've locked in?
I apologize for this answer, which I seem to say more. You give more the older I get, perhaps.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the next mortgage lender may be able to adjust.
Mm-hmm.
They may be able to offset that rate with lower closing costs. They may have some flexibility in the rate or to be able to change the terms somehow. Let's say you found your house, you've got it under contract, you've talked to one or two, maybe three mortgage lenders prior to applying for the mortgage. You're still, let's say we've got a purchase agreement in place, you're doing an inspection, and now it's time to finalize which direction you're going for a mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
The question, I've locked, but can I change? And if I can change, is there a cost? So the answer would be, yes, more than likely you can change. I don't always know what you've signed or what agreements you've entered into. You should have received a truth in lending statement from your lender regarding what the closing costs, interest rates, payments, and all those types mm-hmm. of things are going to be. Typically, an application fee is going to pay for an appraisal. So if that could be paid to the lender either in a check at the lender's office or you've gone on. I think what's happening more and more is the lender will send you to a site or a link to make a payment with a credit card or mm-hmm. some other electronic form of payment. And then that will then trigger the ordering the appraisal.
Right.
So, and each lender may handle that a little bit differently. So I can't always say yes or no, though. Once you probably could change lenders at that point, but you may end up having to pay a second application fee depending, or have trouble getting a refund on the one you've already paid. Yeah. Typically, that application fee is going to pay for an appraisal. To finish that thought is, and depending on, has the order been for the appraisal been, how long, how far down the road has the appraiser gotten, what work has gone into it, may depend on how much, if any, you're going to get back for that appraisal fee. And then the listener might say, well, Jeff, what does an appraisal cost? Again, Jeff's favorite answer since he turned about 35 was it depends.
It depends. Right?
It could depend on the, and the variables might be the type of loan program, the appraiser's rates, the size of the house, the complexity of the appraisal. So is it, let's just say it might range from $350 to $700, $600, you know, depending on where and what it is and the type of loan program. So.
And if you get that appraisal, are you committed to sticking with the lender that you got the appraisal
from? Yes and no. If it's an FHA loan or a VA loan, those appraisals stay with the property. So to buy that property, you may as well.
That
may be, you were actually, you could change more because the appraisal's going to stick with that property for 6 months. If you wanted to say, no, I'll just bag it, I mean, you're not contractually bound, you're not going to prison, you're not going to incur huge fines, typically, if you change mortgage lenders.
Okay.
Now, if it was a student loan, they may own your next three children.
Right. What one of the adages in sales is sell the sizzle, not the steak. And when it comes to real estate, the sizzle is obviously, you know, oh, what a beautiful community this is. Oh, look at the pretty trees and everything else. But what about the steak?
Yeah, it's a great question. When we sit down to eat that steak or put it on the grill, you know, we don't often think what went into it. You know, and so the metaphor, the analogy is that there are so many things and so many contracts that go into a home purchase. You've got the ultimate goal being the home purchase and what you just described. But what goes into that? What are the contracts? What are the steps that are leading up to that home purchase? So let's say we've identified the house. Now we're going to do an inspection. What contract do I have with the inspector? What is that going to entail? What's the cost going to be? What kind of a report am I going to get?
Yeah.
What are the inspector's qualifications? Has he built homes? Has he what is his background?
Right.
Does he know much about construction or the process?
Yeah.
So what's going to go into that? What am I going to get? And then what's my recourse if the inspection is bad?
Right.
Recently, we had a contract for a home, and the inspector, coincidentally, had been in the property or had been in the neighborhood in, 16 years ago, and recalled there being a number of flooded basements in the neighborhood. It's like, I do remember that happening in a different place, but not in this particular neighborhood. So that was a memory I didn't have, and it wasn't on the seller disclosure statement. The seller had only been there for 4 or 5 years, so if there had in fact been a flood, the seller wouldn't have known about it anyway. So what now? There was some evidence of water staining and beams that needed attention, or posts that needed attention. But still, a very nice house, looked very nice. The contract provided that the purchaser could withdraw from the transaction. Usually the parties can negotiate if they're both willing, either price or some other type of concession. So there's the inspection, the inspector contract, and then how does that process relate to the purchase agreement? What are the remedies within the purchase agreement? So oftentimes people don't start asking those questions until they're up to their eyeballs in the transaction or the real estate agent and their zest to find a home is not worrying about how the steak was created. We're going right to the dinner table.
Exactly.
Insurance is another issue. There are two, three different types of insurance. You know, they're homeowners insurance, mortgage insurance, and owner's title insurance, or mortgage title insurance. And there could also be home warranties, which is a form of insurance as well. So how are those different forms of insurance going to impact me? Good friend Tim Kearns, also a competitor at Kearns Agency, he's our insurance agent, called last week about ordinance insurance. So let's say we had, this is something I just assumed, and I think most people might assume, that I'm covered. If I have a loss, the house is going to be rebuilt, and I'm not going to have to, well, there are, and Tim or others could explain it better than I can, but to make sure that the home is rebuilt or once the claim is filed, for any issues that may be run into, be out of compliance or non-compliant with the local ordinance.
So you might have sort of been grandfathered in before, or it just was let go because, well, that house has been here.
Right. And maybe, and I don't know if this is a good example, let's say a carport that encroached on a property line.
Yep.
You know, is that going to necessarily be covered? Yeah. So,
a lot of good questions.
Yeah. And again, it's getting into the weeds beforehand. Mm-hmm. Can be frustrating. Some of the stuff, though, it does add, the ordinance, or I think it was $17 a year. So that doesn't impact us, us much, but it's a cost. Anybody likes to know what they're paying.
Yeah.
It also comes up with your mortgage closing costs. You know, what are those costs and how does one lender relate to another and why?
Mm-hmm.
Transaction fees in a purchase agreement. A real estate purchase agreement, there's a wide difference, you know, from $100 to, I've heard one is $995, and it's sold as a record-keeping fee.
Yeah.
We've charged them. I've argued with my mother about charging them. We charge them. We waive them.
Yeah.
Again, it's something to negotiate. And
right.
It's one of those things that's in the weeds, but the consumer probably should know that.
Yeah.
Not probably. They should know that.
Yeah.
It's their money before they entered into a contract. Then there's mortgage title insurance, which you're insuring the lender's interest in the property, and owner's title insurance, which the seller is insuring that the title is good.
Right.
So you don't have an issue with that. So a lot of stuff and moving parts,
sure,
and things that are juggling that may not be all that glamorous or exciting to talk about up front, and can kind of, I've seen people's eyes literally roll back and they'll almost go to sleep when I talk about things like agency, or if I start talking about insurance and some parts of insurance, I'm like, huh, Jeff? You know, and it's, if you're okay with it, I'm okay with it. But what I would like to avoid is, why didn't you tell me about this, Jeff?
Exactly, yeah.
You know, why, I didn't know that. And those are the types of things that we try to be proactive. We try to get those things answered ahead of time, but they still keep me up late at night.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still learning. What I'm really learning all the time is that different things are more important than others to different people. You know, the transaction fee may not mean anything to the millers, but to the wines, it means a ton.
Sure.
You know?
Yep.
So.
Worth taking a look at.
It's worth taking a look at, worth answering. And taxes are another thing. Actually, it's the same person I was working with. I don't know if you've had Ryan Porty on from the city of Port Huron or any of the other local assessors, but Ryan, if you're out there listening, they do a nice job and they offer a great explanation. But again, it's one of those areas that if one should understand the Michigan tax system. Michigan.gov has a nice property tax estimator. That said, the number that is returned when you go to Michigan.gov estimate my property taxes may or may not be what your taxable value is going to be during the next tax billing cycle.
Yeah, and what's the discrepancy? How come?
Sales studies. It depends, Paul. Of course it depends.
So, you're about running for public office.
So that Fort Gratiot, the way it was explained, this we had written an offer, and the state equalized value was going to be $100,000 more than twice. It was going to be $100,000 over. Mm-hmm. Twice the SEV was $100,000 more than what the offer was. So it was going to be taxed as though it was a $400,000 home, and in fact it was a $300,000 home.
Okay.
The explanation was we've had the from the assessor, and he's correct because I've heard the same thing from Ryan in Port Huron. The municipalities do sales studies by the four-digit extension, I think, or the neighborhood, mm-hmm. by neighborhood. So let's say there are two neighborhoods in Fort Gratiot Township that have experienced high appreciation rates. And so those are undergo a sales study, and the state equalized value, which is not capped, one's taxable value is capped at the rate of inflation or 5%, but the state equalized value can go to what the assessor thinks the market value is. So in the consequence is that state equalized value is what the buyer's taxable value becomes. So rather than paying taxes, in this example, on a home that you think is going to be have a taxable value of, let's say, $150,000, it's actually going to be considerably higher. And in that particular case, the taxes were going to be $6,200 per year per the state's calculator, rather than $3,800 or $4,000, which a comparable home or your neighbor's home might be. So over time, that becomes challenging. I mean, because you're still going to be increasing at 5% of the rate of inflation.
Yep.
And the next buyer is not going to want to inherit that.
Yep.
Good luck getting it down.
Right. Exactly. So if you've got questions about any of this or other real estate questions, obviously enlist a realtor to help with the transaction. Perhaps call Jeff Wine at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Key Realty.
You got it. And depends is an answer, not something I want to wear.
Right, there you go. Well said. We'll end it on that. Jeff, all right, always appreciate it. Thanks so much.
You're very welcome.
It's 9 o'clock time for news on WPHF. Uh-huh.